We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, you used to be a good baseball player, right? You said
That's going a little too far. And my buddy's listening to this one. Let me.
BT gets away with it all the time.
Imagine that. good one.
You went to Marist.
Yeah. I love baseball, still do, but I was never that gifted at it. My buddies were exceptional, so it made it exceptionally hard for me. But so I'm going to dust off the old whip, and we have a charity softball game at Calhoun High School on Saturday. It's a fundraiser for I Live in Merrick, so it's for the town I live in, Merrick Belmore Little League, for the parents against the TNA roster, and we're talking everybody, the Hardy Boys, Trick Williams, Nick Nemeth. I mean, it's going to be a big deal.
That's pretty cool. Is Nick a good player? I felt like he was an
Nick
athlete somewhere.
Nick is a very accomplished amateur wrestler and college wrestler, so I'd like to think some of that will transfer over, but you just never know with baseball.
He's a big Browns fan, right?
Huge Browns fan, yeah.
So, all right, give me some of the other wrestlers who were big. Like, you guys behind the scenes talk a lot of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give me some. Oddly enough, your best friend, Cardona, doesn't know anything about sports.
Couldn't name one New York sport athlete. I promise you, not one. Maybe, okay, you know what? Maybe he could say Aaron Judge. After
you think
that,
so?
I think nothing.
You think he can even name Judge?
I don't think he can name one person.
Just does not care.
Oh, I'll give you all. He rode the elevator one time in MSG with Jeter. And then he told us after, and we were like, what? And he thought nothing of it. Like could have cared less.
Yeah, he knows Michael Jordan. That's
but right. If it was like the guy that voiced Raphael in the Ninja Turtles cartoon, he'd be freaking out. You know?
Right, but sports has no idea.
Yeah.
And the Fink, who I became friendly with a little
Fink
bit, the late
was the
Fink.
Best, man.
He was a big Mets fan.
Die hard Mets guy. He was the best in many ways, but that we really bonded over our Met fandom. And I actually saw him at games so many times, you know.
But a lot of the guys do behind the scenes in the locker room talk sports.
Oh, yeah, of course. Actually, in the TNA now, we got a big basketball crew. You know, my tag partner, Eddie Edwards, is a diehard Celtics fan. Moose is this pathetic fan of whatever team Russell Westbrook is on is what team he's a fan of. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, that's lame. It might be the Knicks soon. Oh, by the way, so you were, I didn't know like that you were as into the Knicks. Maybe you got more into them because they become good.
Yeah.
But now you're as into as anybody. What are you thinking of there? What'd you think of Tibbs getting fired?
I was crushed. I didn't understand it. I was hoping there was a plan. It didn't seem like there was now that this is all played out. But I still think, you know, the core of the team is pretty epic, so like we're hoping for the best for the future, right? And Brunson, I gotta give him his due. He's my favorite New York athlete, I think, since Piazza.
You see him and Halliburton went into the ring, what was it, a year ago or
yeah,
something? That's gotta make you excited, too.
Especially because Halliburton's my least favorite athlete in many years, so.
I hate Halliburton. All right, before we could get in some calls here, 888-808-1109, and plenty of other things I want to hit. We're talking with Brian Myers in studio. So Hoff, you've never met Hoff before. You met Positive Tommy. We've seen him
last
before
year in
the
playoffs.
Game.
Yeah, hanging out. Yeah,
yeah. I got to get you guys over for football Sunday now that I'm not on Long Island anymore.
I'm the one doing the trek.
But you're okay to come out to Jersey one of these days?
Yeah, I'll make Raleigh Allen designated drive me at your house.
Yeah. Maybe we get Positive Tommy out there at Hoff. Anyway, so Hoff goes. It's amazing to me. He comes in, you know, after you're sitting in the green room. He's like, man, it's amazing these big, strong wrestling guys and their fanny packs. So he had an issue with your Mets fanny pack that you have here. Hoff, you want to...
This is a 7-line Mets fanny pack, by the way.
All right. So the
and
seven...
it's gorgeous, by the way. Yeah. But I don't get it. Like, I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan, too.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing I see him when he does the introductions for all these pay-per-view UFC fights, he's got his fanny pack wrapped around his waist. I'm like, dude, what's going on here?
Okay, well, here's my... excuse for this. I was never a fanny pack guy. Actually, I have a fanny pack, but it's only in my merch bag for when I'm like selling merchandise and doing gimmicks at shows and stuff, and I need a place to put a ton of cash.
So you
right?
sell and you put
so
the
that,
cash.
That makes yeah. sense. So last year I tore my pec, and I was going to physical therapy every morning. And it was like springtime, you know, I didn't have a big winter jacket on or anything, so I was wearing clothes that I needed to do physical activity and get all sweaty, so I didn't have stuff for my stuff, so I dug out a fanny pack that I had, and I was putting everything in it, and then I just never went back. It's been like a year and a half now.
Now, question.
That's a true story.
But it's wild, man.
He also wears it like my wife. He does the cross body. You well, do the cross body.
I don't want it bumping into my, you know what, right. when I'm walking around. So I the cross body is the way to go for me. And also, I feel, honestly, I feel safer, especially walking around New York City. You know, I got this right on my chest.
Right. Nobody's going to mess with it. See, that's the other thing. You can pull it off because you're big and strong and muscular. I feel like you could pull it off. Whereas if I were wearing that, you know, or Hoff wearing that, even though he's big.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think around the waist is the tough one to pull off. I think if you do crossbody.
All right. I don't know if I could ever pull that off.
So wait, so if you saw Joe Rogan, you tell him, hey, man, you should switch that to the crossbody.
Yeah, I would prefer that, but Joe Rogan can do whatever he wants.
Do you remember the time where I was in the ring at Creator Pro?
Yes, I'll never forget it.
Me and Moose.
Yeah.
You had me and Moose.
Two impressive athletes, let me tell you. Holy smokes.
So you also have a school that you train wrestlers in. Now, like you were saying before, a lot of wrestlers become on to be famous in AEW and so on, WWE as well.
Creator Pro Wrestling Academy, Hicksville, New York. Yeah, we 11 years now. It's crazy.
So you're still doing that in addition to your regular schedule with TNA and all that
stuff? At least, if schedule permitting, I teach once a week. Still there, yeah.
You get good gratification out of that?
I do, and it wasn't something that I ever expected, you know? I just kind of, I honestly opened the school out of boredom in my first run with WWE when they weren't booking me as much, and I just really had nothing going on.
Right.
And it was just another crazy blessing in disguise, you know, and the satisfaction that I get from it, you know, and you know, something that I love and I'm so passionate about, and I'm you know, giving all those secrets and knowledge to others, you know, it's pretty cool. Especially when I see in their eyes that they care too, you know.
Do you think that I could beat BT in a match in the ring with the proper training?
No. And I never met BT, but I'm thinking he's a little more svelte.
Yeah, but he's also his back.
He pulls his hamstring very easily.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, svelte meaning what? Like in better shape?
He's a little more tight than you, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It is true. Okay. Now, I used to be in much better shape. Unfortunately, I've kind of let myself go a little bit here over the last few years. This damn schedule, it's killing me.
I was going to say, when do you stop? And you go straight here to SNY, you just talk about sports 24/7.
Dude, that's the thing. Since I moved to Jersey and had the midday show, I just haven't had time for the gym, but I'll get back to it. But I think I'm a little more nimble.
You need a home gym.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a whole other issue there. And even that, I still have to get up at 6 in the morning.
Like, I have a home gym and it's still a nightmare.
What time do you usually work out?
I'm not a morning person. Like, I need like 2 cups of coffee before I can even answer a sentence, you know? So, always midday or late.
But being svelte, it, like, fat guys have won in wrestling before. Why?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all answer. Right. I'm just guessing. Okay. I had to guess. He had a splendid college baseball career, right? So.
What about Hoff and BT? Hoff's a pretty big guy.
Hoff's a big guy, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, now I need to do some lifting.
I could teach you some of, like, Yokozuna's offense, and you could, you know.
Yeah, I got a big backside. Oh, actually, I have no backside, but I would try to do the backside.
The best from that was Moose in the ring, which is
Moose
just,
was...
It was so much fun.
I also remember he was wearing a Mickey Mouse t-shirt. Yeah. He just... He couldn't
find the video somewhere.
He couldn't have looked more like a putz, and he just, like... It was wild.
Both of you were killing both Moose and I. It was great. BT and Sal, all the fam. Brian Myers in studio. Matt is calling from New York. What's up, Matt?
What's up? Brian, you should remember me. I was your math teacher.
Oh, Mr. Feinstein.
Cool. Yes.
What's up, man?
Yes.
How are
you?
Great. Great to hear from
Very
you.
Very good. Yeah, it's good to see how well you're doing. I couldn't believe you said you were 40. How long ago I had you?
Oh, geez.
And I'm glad you also, you didn't go into math.
Hey, I hate to break it to you. I'm still terrible at math.
Yeah, I well, you know. So,
because we spent more time talking Mets than math. Yeah, so, right. But,
I know we did, you know. So we need a lefty in the bullpen. Well, you know, you saw that last week.
Brooks Raley is coming back there, Matt, and thank you for the call. Brooks Raley should be coming. See, I thought you taught him. At Creator Pro, when it said online.
No, that's my math teacher.
That was your math teacher. There
this
you go.
This is a terrible story to tell, but me and my buddy Danny Marks, we had a fake IDs. This is very 90s of us, right?
Right.
And we saw him at a game. We're like, let's go buy Mr. Feinstein a beer. And the guy sold us a beer, and we walked it to him and gave it to him. Like, yeah.
Cool teacher.
The man. But like I said, I'm terrible at math, and all we talked was maths, which I loved, of course. Yeah.
Those are the teachers that I remember, the ones that I talked sports with as opposed
honestly,
to what they
taught
me.
Yeah.
So Brooks Raley will be coming back. How do you feel about this Mets team right now in comparison to last year? Last year had the vibes high, the whole grimace nonsense stuff. But
which you can't replicate, right? I just wish there was something to get excited about the trade deadline, and I just think the way the wild card is set up these days, you know, you're not going to get your Cespedes to, like, explode things, you know, that's the scary part. You know, Cedric Mullins isn't really going to light the world on fire for us, so I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's hoping we have healthy guys, you know.
But you liked last year's team better or this year?
That was so much fun, the vibes, right? Like, you can't even put a price on it. It's like one of my favorite seasons ever.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this team, I think, is better, though, this year.
Probably on paper, right? Yeah. But this is like, you can't replicate the way the amount of fun they made it to be a Mets fan.
Right.
That's half the battle, right?
Yeah.
Where you're not miserable.
Well, but I'd rather have the higher expectations, even if it means falling short. Like, I wanted Soto. I don't care. I want the vibes. Yeah, the grimace vibes were nice and the OMG stuff. That was fun, but they barely made the playoffs.
Right.
Then, of course, went on the run. You were saying that Lindor game was the best game you've ever been at.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
Right? The Grand Slam playoff
game. Amazing. Oh, man. It was my wedding anniversary, and I had won the tickets, but there's no date yet. So, of course, they win. They clinch, and then becomes that. I go, oh boy. So of course my wife is the best, and I said, hey, how do you feel about, you know, spending our anniversary at the best playoff game? And like, she's the ultimate trooper. I love her, and we had the best time.
Where are you at with Soto?
I was a big Soto advocate, you know, to get a guy that young, that much of a superstar, like, you got to do what Uncle Stevie did and go all out and get him. Like, when does that opportunity present itself in sports, you know?
Getting him away from the Yankees,
did the right
as well.
thing. I mean, that's bittersweet and awesome too. And I think kind of the way it's played out is how I saw, like, where, you know, he wasn't Soto-esque to start, but the other guys in the team were kind of playing, you know, over their head, and then it kind of switched.
Alonso,
I knew that was going to come.
Are you one of these Mets fans that can't live without Alonso, like, if he decides to move on?
I'd rather have Pete than not.
Yeah.
And I think it's about, like, what we talked about earlier in the show, like, the homegrown, like, I want him to become the all-time, you know, home run Met King, and that's on the horizon.
Six or seven
He's
away.
Very close, yeah.
Yeah, he is six home runs. We'll break the record. It just made me think of it. Pete's got like a body for a wrestler, no? I know maybe he's not svelte, but he could be like a big...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like he seems like a battle royal type guy.
royal winner? that's why they took us out of the Andre, because Pete was going to win it.
Yeah, exactly. Mark is in Marlboro. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Kurt, Brian, I just want to tell you that it's funny, I watch your show on the YouTube channel with the action figure collecting. And because of that, I actually restarted my collecting. I restarted collecting action figures because of you and Brian, you and Matt Cardona's show.
Thanks, man. That's awesome to hear. We get that a lot, and that's like the most proud thing. if that makes any sense, that, of a compliment that we can get. You know, people say it all the time. You know, Matt and I are these perceivably big, tough wrestlers, and we've come out of our toy collecting closet, and I think it's made people a lot more comfortable with the nerdiness of collecting action figures. Actually, speaking of which, I have a present for you, Sal.
Oh, okay. There is a negative connotation that comes along with collecting, which I don't
like. Yeah, I always say, like, you know, the 40-Year-Old Virgin was a movie where this guy, like, couldn't have sex because he collected toys. Right. I think we've broke that stigma, right? 20 years later, like,
look at this.
Look at that.
The Big Rubber Guys, which is the toy line that you and Mac created on your own.
Yeah, so our podcast has spiraled into a toy
this
business.
Is sick, dude. Thank you.
Where we recreate the WWF Big Rubber Guys, if you will, of the 80s. So,
see, the problem is now you're going to get me itchy for the other ones.
I got the hookup, whatever you need.
Yeah, I actually might. I might need to go back and start getting some of these other ones here. Yeah. But this the Macho King Randy Savage.
Take it out. Play with it.
No, I'm not taking it out.
A resealable packaging.
Right, yeah, okay. Take it out. Either way, you guys have done a great line creating your own toys. Collecting does have a negative connotation. I bet a lot of the people listening
I think we've done our job to break that stigma. You know, guys like Gary V, I think, have done that.
Yeah, huge,
you know?
Right.
Even, now, like, even like what Tom Brady's doing with Fanatics.
Fanatics Fest, that was a big thing. Are you big into the cards?
Diehard, huge.
Okay, yeah. And then we pulled, what's his name? Ruben came in here for Fanatics Fest.
Okay.
Gave us a couple of packs. BT pulled a David Wright auto.
Oh, that's sweet.
And wouldn't give it up to I'm the Met fan or Hoff's the Met
who
fan.
Who got it then?
Yeah, well, he took it home. I think he wanted to sell it. I'm like, dude, come on. I was going to trade him an unopened box. They brought him a couple of boxes, so his open was the right. Yeah.
I would have been able to cherry pick that stuff and let you know what, you know, the good stuff is.
And give the thing to Hoff. But anyway, this is sick here. But yeah, dude, I can't even get this.
You could reseal that?
Yeah, so obviously the Big Rubber Guys are meant for adult collectors.
This is sick.
So that's a Macho King.
So this is the one, though, where if you had the big rubber wrestlers back in the day.
WWF LJNs are the toys of the 80s that everyone our age would remember.
Right, and then you guys made a line, so basically
this is like a love letter to what could have been, right?
And filling in the blanks that they didn't do back then.
Totally.
So it's such nostalgia. I love it. It's actually my favorite. Right. I kind of had you guys got me out of control listening to that podcast. It's going nuts.
They say it's the most expensive free podcast in the world.
Who came up with that line?
A fan wrote that in one time, and we go, you hit that one on the head.
That was me. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, thank you for this. This is serious.
Available
awesome.
At collectmajor.com.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the back now, the checklist, and I got to go get some of that Bad News Brown. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, Brian Myers in studio here. We'll talk some Mets, we can talk some Jets, Knicks, and some wrestling. Whatever's on your mind, close out the show when we come back. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.